like the winds are gonna change. Beneath my feet, the earth is ready. Yes, I know it's time for heaven's rain, 'cause it's gonna rain. Yeah, yeah,
'cause it's living water.
'Cause it's living water that we desire to flood our
I'm a little, if you're new here and I say I'm messed up, I feel like I'm drunk with the Spirit. It's biblical. If you don't believe me, look it up. God is so good, isn't he? He's so good. He's so good. Kids, come on up. Kids, come on up. We're going to do, hey, Matt, don't you go anywhere, Matt Irwin. Where are you, Matt Irwin? Come on up, 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 come on up. It's somebody's birthday today. His name is Matt Irwin, and he's up there on stage. So you're going to lead us in singing happy birthday. Are you ready? You're going to lead us.
September.
Oh. Who's got a birthday today? All right. So we're going to sing happy. Stand up if it's your birthday. Come on, stand up. Okay, well, it's your birthday party, so stand up.
What, your name? Sorry.
Sydney.
Cindy? Okay.
And Dan.
Cindy and Dan, okay.
And your name? Come on, kid.
Connor.
Connor. Connor, are you ready? You're leading it.
Happy birthday to you.
right. Bless. Our kids are blessed. The teachers are blessed. And your word is blessed. Go have a great day. Charge them up, Lord. While their kids are going there, I want to bring honor where honor is due. There's a gentleman that I love. His name is Matthew. He has a great name. It means gift of God. And Matt, I would ask you to stand. He just graduated from the service. And we want to thank you. Thank you for your service. Father, as he transitions, we thank you for grace in the transition. We thank you for open doors in the transition. And we thank you for making the way in the transition. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. All right. Well, this morning, without further ado, my brother from another mother, from Uganda, all the way from Uganda, all I can say is, come on, Brother Ian, let's you can give him a welcome while he's coming up. All the way from Uganda to share the word with us. And he has a word, there's no doubt. And this week has been an adventure, and the adventure continues, and we're part of it this morning because the Holy Spirit is here, and wherever the Spirit is, there's adventure. So let's bless him. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of the living God upon my brother and in us and upon us, that today will be an extraordinary day, an adventurous day, as your word is made known to us and we receive it with grace and faith and power. It will transform our lives because that's what your word does. It will create new things in our life. And Lord, we will be willing to give up things for the new thing. And so have your way, Holy Spirit, in our brother and in our lives for your honor and your glory. And all of us who are ready to receive, say amen.
Are now on. Hallelujah. My brother from another mother.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to use this pulpit. Praise the Lord. Greetings from Uganda, East Africa. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. People over there love you, and they told me to bring their greetings to you people in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And people over there are praying for you. They know that I am in this place today. I'm praying and interceding for you. You know, in Uganda, we are like 7 hours ahead of you. So it is still yet to be a Sunday morning. Praise God. But we love you and we really appreciate you, whatever the Lord is using you. Hallelujah. I wanna, ever since I came to Pastor Marty's house and Joanne, I've been trying to struggle with my belt. I've found out that it has to be enlarged somehow. you know what I mean? Praise God. They are spoiling me with food. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to show you a few pictures, and then we shall be moving on as the Lord enables us in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Brother, do you have the pictures there ready? I wanna tell you, this is my you think your people are beautiful? This is my black beauty, Neil. You know, hallelujah. That is the number one lady in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's move on. I want to see you, the ministry in Uganda. We also minister to the high school students. So we minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, and we make sure that, you know, they grow fearing the Lord and move out in the world, you know, God-fearing. Those are some of them. Let us move on, brother. That's myself also speaking to the students in the name of Jesus. Those are high school students. Let's move on. This is the outside preaching in crusades. Sometimes we go out and preach in crusades. We put out the system and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in the streets, in the open markets. We preach till night. So those are that's how we do it in Africa. Praise God. Let's move on. That's another church, another kid church, like a daughter church that we started from our own ministry. So there we were officially launching it that day. Amen. Let's move on, brother. And that is how the men in Uganda put on. That is how we wear in Uganda. That is the traditional wear in Uganda. We call it the kanzu. Say kanzu.
Kanzu.
You got it. Hallelujah. That's how they put on. That's the traditional wear. And that's the men's ministry in our church. Praise God. Amen. Let's move on, brother. Hallelujah. Those are some of the young ones. You remember I told you that we run a school of about 300 children in Uganda. So those are some of them. Sometimes we give them gifts to motivate them in the fear of God, in Bible studies, biblical Bible studies, holiday studies, like that. So we gift them to encourage them, you know, to put emphasis on the word of God. Amen. Let's move on, brother. Hallelujah. Let's minister to the high school students. Let's move forward in the name of Jesus. Those are some of the schools, the children I told you that we minister to. The school, the young ones, anything from like 4 years old until 12 to 13. That is the school that we ran with my wife. And that was the Jesus March, marching around the town, demonstrating to the people, making them aware that we are around in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go on, brother. Praise the Lord. And those are some of the youngest ones. The youngest ones, they are graduating from what we call baby class and top class to primary level. So we graduate them to encourage them to pursue for their degree in the future. Praise God. Amen. Let's move on, brother. Let's move on, brother. Hallelujah. Those are the high school again. We minister into the high school. We go out and minister to the high school. Not in the church, but in their school, at their campus. Let's go ahead, brother. Those are some of the achievements that we have acquired, you know, over the years. Those are some of the buildings that we have been able to put up, you know, as the Lord has been providing. We are yet to put up, you know, some more, still need some more, but at least that is how far we have gone. Amen. Let's move on, brother. That's another side of the building, and that's the name of the school center where we operate with the children. Amen. Let's move on, brother. Hallelujah. That's the women's ministry in our church, and that is the traditional wear in Uganda. That's the women. You can see they are like mad today. They are excited. They are dancing for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You can see all women. That is called a bodinji. So bodinji. Bodinji. Yeah, that's the way for the women in Uganda. Praise God. You got it. Let's move on, brother. Amen. That's the radio ministry. I don't know whether I told you, but we also have a radio ministry where we preach on a weekly basis. We have a program every week. We are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the country. And millions get to listen in. On the radio, and we pray for the people. And hey, yes, Brother Matt, when you come, I would like to take you to that radio. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Let's move on, brother. Amen. That is one of our prayer requests. We believe that's where the children go for church, you know, like. I saw you sent the children away. So that's where they go. But their church is in shambles. It is ready to collapse. It is collapsing. It is rotten. It's falling down. Those are one of the prayer requests that we are believing God that we can be able to. We want to be able to put up a children's church so that they can also have a nice place to worship the Lord. And I tell you what. They, you know, I spoke to them and they were talking to me. They said, Brother Ian, we are trusting and believing God to provide for us a new church. Because this thing is torn down. It's in shambles, praise God. It was interesting to listen to the children that they are praying and believing God to provide a church for them. So we have brother, can you show us the plan? We have a plan. We have made a plan. That is the plan for the new church. We are planning that the ground will be the ground floor will be the children's church, and then the first floor will take care of their youth and women's activities, and then the second floor will be for offices and the like. We want to use that space above, which belongs to God, because we have small space, you know, where we are. So we are building, moving upwards. Praise God. So I want you to stand with us and pray with us in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to see this done for the children in my country, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Many of them, okay, God bless you. Amen. Many of you, many of these children are going to be the life changers in the future of my country. Amen. I told you lastly when I was here that we have many unbelievers and many Islamic and Muslim. And so many of the children that you saw are from the Islamic background, but we are trying to affect them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. We approximated that it may cost maybe 50,000 altogether, but we want to deal with the first ground, the children's church. And then in Uganda, the way we do things, we don't finish everything and then use it. We use what we finish. So when we do the ground floor, then we shall occupy it, and the children will begin using that. And the ground floor, we think it will approximately cost like $20,000 for the ground floor. But once we do it, then the children will get in and occupy and start worshiping the Lord, and we will start using it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. I want to invite you to visit after the service. I have a table in the back there. I want to invite you to come and see some pictures. I have a sign-up sheet if you want to receive a newsletter, so you can know what is taking place in my country, some pictures. I also brought a few copies of my books. I have written 3 books, but I brought one on fasting today. I have a few copies, and they are selling like hotcakes. So if you're going to purchase one, you have to be quick. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, Mark.
I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it now because I feel like the Holy Spirit put it on me.
Amen.
I feel like the Lord wants us to have the opportunity to invest in the foundation of what we just heard. So we are going to take a special offering. I don't know when, but I just wanted to say it now so we can, while we're listening, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We'll be like the first fruits, the first in the foundation. Is that good? Yeah. It's good.
Thank you, Pastor Matt. That was a very good interruption. Amen. I love you, Pastor Matt. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I was so much blessed I told you I'm so much blessed by Pastor Matt and Joanne. And hey, this morning I was blown away when I saw Ariana on the keyboard. Where's Ariana? Oh, I was blown away. Shh. Praise God, bless you, Ariana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I love it when our kids get serving the Lord. I really love it. It's a great, great blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to go in the Word in Jesus' name. I am excited to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. This is almost like I'm a member of this place, you know. I can see many, many faces. I can tell. I've seen you before. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's a great blessing. I want us to open the scriptures in the book of Mark. The scriptures in the book of Mark, first and foremost. We're going to be reading Mark chapter 11, and we're going to use a number of scriptures, and the Holy Spirit is going to help us, and I pray in Jesus' name that our hearts will be open to receive what the Lord has for us. In the back there, I have brochures which talk about our ministry. You can pick one after the service, tells you a little bit about our ministry and how you can be in touch in Jesus' name. Book of Mark, chapter 11. Hallelujah. I am going to read English. Praise God. I pray in Jesus' name that the people in Lancaster, Father, will understand every word of my English that I say in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 11, chapter 11 and verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem and to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sends forth two of his disciples and says unto them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say you that the Lord has need of him. And straight away he will send him here. And they went away and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met. And they loose him. And some of them that stood there said unto them, what do you losing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way. And others cut down branches of the trees and strowed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. I see a picture of the king coming. People lay down their garments. People throw down branches of trees. I was expecting to see some branches of trees this morning. Praise God. Amen. In Uganda, people like next Sunday is a resurrection day. Like people today, they move around with branches of sticks. They call it a Palm Sunday. Do you call it the same here? Amen. Amen. So people are here. They are demonstrating King Jesus is coming it's a picture of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The picture of the kingdom. He's coming to show us that, you know, this is the kingdom. But today, I want to explain a little more about this kingdom. Praise God. It's different from the earthly kingdoms. It is somehow, you know, it is similar, but it is different. Let us go forward in the book of John, chapter 18. John, chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. 18 and verses 36. 18:36. 36 and 37. It says, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I would not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. Hallelujah. So Jesus tells us, and he says, he says his kingdom is not of this world. It's a different kingdom. You know, when the Jews captured him, when they wanted to kill him, you know, any subordinates in any kingdom will fight for their king if you try, you know, to attack their king. Amen? But it is amazing that in the kingdom of Jesus, his subordinates, you know, he did not actually put up a physical fight to defend him. So he says, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were of this world, then would my servants fight, praise God. I'm sure if Jesus had willed, you could not even go near him because his kingdom is the most powerful kingdom, praise the Lord. But his kingdom was different, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on in the book of Luke chapter 17. I am taking you on a journey of the word of God in Jesus' name. Luke 17. Luke chapter 17 and verses, we will find verses 20. Luke 17 and verse 20, he says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, behold, here, or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. It is not like earthly kingdoms. You cannot say here or there. Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. Within who? You. Hallelujah. Say me. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Matthew, when you come to Africa, when you come to my country, you are going to fit it very well because I saw you get excited. People in my country really get excited, I tell you. You will like it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Americans are very quiet. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is within you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord reigns within you. It is inside of us. It is not something that you can say here, there. It is within you. The kingdom of God does not come with observation, but the Lord gets to rule in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hey, you know why? There would not be any reason for Satan to come against you. The only reason why he's coming against you, it is because the kingdom of God resides in you. Hallelujah. You are the White House of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the reason why Satan is coming against you. You see, let's move on in book of Matthew 11 and verse 12. Matthew 11 and verse 12. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your presence in this place in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 11 and verses 12. And he says, hallelujah. I know the people who love the kingdom will love this. Matthew 11 and verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Praise the Lord. You know why somebody attacks you? You know why the devil goes on and attacks us and tries to, you know, to come against us? It is not because of anything. It is because of the simple reason that the kingdom of God is in us. Hallelujah. So I'm happy to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, for your information, just in case you are not aware, I'm here to make a special announcement to you that you are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. You are dangerous to the kingdom of Satan. Hallelujah. That is why he tries to come against you. That is why he tries to come and pack his lies in you, to lie to you, to discourage you, to try to hinder you. But I'm telling you, the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. It does not stop there. It says, and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. Everyone say force.
Force.
Where are the violent people? Yay! Hallelujah. You are the violent ones in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are one of them? I am one of them. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. By force. This morning where were we praying, Pastor? Downstairs. Okay. We were taking it by force, sister. Didn't we? We were taking it by force. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. When we worship him, when we glorify his name, when we speak words of faith, when we speak the word of God, that is violence in the spirit. Praise God. We are taking the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, when you came to Jesus, you are no longer a civilian. You have your uniform on. I told the people in Denver, Colorado, I consider myself God's Navy SEAL. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, church, you don't understand how dangerous you are to the kingdom of darkness. You are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. The name of Jesus in you is powerful. Hallelujah. You know, everywhere you go, you are tearing the works of darkness in Jesus' name. You are creating an open space for the Lord to move and touch his people. Hallelujah. I encourage you, beloved ladies and gentlemen, let us have this knowledge in Jesus' name. Stand strong and be not fearful in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. That's what the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians. The Bible tells us, if you are careful to note, the Bible encourages us to put on the whole armor of God. Why do you need the armor? You need an armor, my brother, my sister. You need an armor because the kingdom suffers violence. The enemy is coming against us. You know, we have to have the armor of God in order to move as a conqueror. Praise God. Bible says, put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. I will read for you. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. That means that tells me that you can either choose to be weak in the Lord. I don't want to be weak in the Lord. I want to be strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, be strong in the Lord. And he says, verse 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God. Come on, church. This morning, I encourage you. The Lord is encouraging us in Jesus' name to put on not part of the armor, but the whole armor. Hallelujah. And the armor is not for eating pizza and whatever else. It is no rice or anything, but the armor is for warfare. Amen? The armor is for warfare. Because remember that Christianity, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent have to take it by force. Amen? You have to stand for what you believe in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, America. Amen. Let me tell you something, beloved. Somebody has got to stand out and speak the truth. If we keep quiet, our nations are going to go down in the pit. Somebody has to stand up and speak the truth and show the light that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in verse 12, he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You see, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You see, we don't wrestle against things which can be seen, things which are visible with the naked eye. But our warfare is against spiritual things, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, evil things, evil spirits. Therefore, the Lord is telling us to get clothed, ladies and gentlemen, you have to wear the full armor of God. Hallelujah. The armor of God. Your spirit man has to be clothed. Amen. Your mind has to be clothed with the power, with the word of God so that you will know what you need to do in order to be an overcomer in this life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. Because we are not wrestling against visible, tangible things as Christians. You know that, brethren. We are fighting against spiritual darkness, things which cannot be touched, things which cannot be seen with the naked eye. But the Lord is telling us to take our full armor on. He's telling us in verse 13, he says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. He's telling us, brethren, to be clothed, to be ready with the word of God, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. The sword of the Spirit. You know the use of the sword in warfare? The sword is used to attack the enemy. Hallelujah. You cannot attack the enemy without the sword. Ladies and gentlemen, you need the sword. And the sword is the word of God. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, when the devil came to him, Jesus said, he already said, it is written. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus had the sword in his hand. Hallelujah. And he was ready to fight the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you. You are more than conquerors. We're going to make it. We can make it. Hallelujah. Jesus made the whole plan very nicely. We are more than conquerors. We have everything that it takes to overcome the devil. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. And he says, stand therefore with your waist girt about with the truth. You must know the truth. You must buckle your mind with the truth. Knowledge of the truth is very important. Knowledge of the truth, you know, knowledge is power. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. You must have the truth. What is the truth? The truth is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The truth is the word of God. Hallelujah. You have to have the truth. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. Put on the truth as your belt in Jesus' name. And he says, and he tells us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Put on, ladies and gentlemen, I am glad to tell you this morning that walking in righteousness is another piece of armor. When you walk in righteousness, the devil has no chance against you anyway. Remember, Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. Hallelujah. That was strength. That was a weapon in itself. Praise the Lord. Put on the breastplate of righteousness so that he will try to come against you, yes, but he will not have a legal ground against you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that is, it creates authority over you and around you, you know, and it creates that ability to stand before the Lord and claim anything in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The breastplate of righteousness. And in verse 15, he says, and let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. That tells me that, you know, 24 hours a day, as you walk in the gospel. Hallelujah. Walk in the gospel, prepared with the gospel, prepared in the word of God, in Jesus' name. Be ready in season and out of season, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Every day, walk. The Bible says, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. How do you not fulfill the lust of the flesh? By walking in the spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. When you walk in the spirit, when you are spirit led, when you are, you know, word based, when you depend your life on the word, you become Holy Spirit controlled. The Holy Spirit takes over. Hallelujah. And you begin to be an overcomer over the desires of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And the law of God is like written on your heart, hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. And he says, praise God, hallelujah. And he says in verse 16, hallelujah, praise God. Pastor Matt, you have to be prepared, amen. Amen, you are coming to Africa in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We are waiting for you, Pastor, hallelujah. We're waiting for you. And he says, listen, church, and I love this. He says, above all, hallelujah, above all, taking the shield of faith, hallelujah, taking the shield of faith. I think the shield is a very important part of piece of weapon in the kingdom of God. Above all, you cannot put down your shield, amen? You know, I was watching a movie one day, and I saw the way they use the shield. Man, the shield is very vital in warfare. Without the shield, you are vulnerable to the enemy. All the fiery darts, all the spears that they throw will come at you. But when you have a shield, hallelujah, you will shield them off, hallelujah. There will be, the Bible says, the shield is able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And the shield, the Bible says, the shield of faith. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Faith. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? Amen. Romans 10, 17. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the more word of God that we hear, the more word of God that we take in, the greater our shield becomes. Hallelujah. You hold your shield in warfare, and it will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. They will stop there. You will have faith in God. Even if things happen, even if discouragements come your way, you will still say, Lord, your word says so and so and so. Hallelujah. By your stripes, I was healed. Jesus, you took my infirmities and sicknesses in your body. You took them, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, you are my provider. You will supply all everything that I need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You will say, I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You will say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that raises against me in judgment, I will condemn. Hallelujah. You know, that is what faith does. Amen. You answer back to the situation. Praise the Lord. The word of God in you, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God in us. God put his word in us. You know, because we were created in his image. We were created in his image. We are his children. We belong to the household of the Father, of the heavenly kingdom. Praise God. I'm talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, about the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom. And he says, take the helmet of salvation. Salvation, you know, salvation is for us. Sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And he says, praying always with all prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage us. Hallelujah. Well, let us take the weapon of prayer. Jesus was a man of prayer. Even if he was very special, he was on a special mission. Jesus was the very Son of God. But if you look at the scriptures, he was a man of prayer. He prayed to his Father continually. Hallelujah. He needed to hear from his dad. He needed empowerment from on high. Hallelujah. He needed fresh anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. In order for the gifts of the Spirit to operate, we need to be in connection with Father God. Amen? We need to be connected with him so that we can hear from him. Ladies and gentlemen, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my Lord. Listen, let's go forward. 1 Peter chapter 5, hallelujah. This is a journey of the scriptures, hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. See, this is the word which is talking about us, ladies and gentlemen. He says, be sober. You know, I was looking up the word sober, and I found out that to be sober is not when you are not affected by alcohol, when you are not drunk, you know, you are alert, you are awake. Hey, how many of you know that you may be drunk with many other things as well? Yeah. It is very possible. See, the Bible tells us, be sober, be alert, be awake, and be vigilant. I love that word, vigilant. To be vigilant is to keep careful watch for any possible dangers or any difficulties. You, ladies and gentlemen, as a child of God, you have to be vigilant. Amen? You have to be vigilant. You have to watch out for any possible danger, anything that the enemy tries to do against you. He tells you, be vigilant, be sober, be on the lookout, soldiers. Hallelujah. Because I know you are soldiers. Some of you don't like to be in the military anyway, but I'm telling you, you are in the military. Amen? You are in the military anyway. When you came to Jesus, you were a soldier. You were a soldier. Amen? So you have to know how to use your weapons and what you must do and what you must not do. Amen? Soldiers have a way of life. The way they live is, they live in a special way. Praise God. He says, because your adversary, the devil, your adversary, the devil, not your friend, your adversary, the devil, is roaring like a lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. I want you to take note, ladies and gentlemen, that the enemy, Satan, he's roaring around like a lion, seeking who he may devour. But you can tell him, Satan, you may not devour me. Hallelujah. I am not one of those who you are going to devour anyway. I know you are looking for somebody to devour, but I am not that kind. Hallelujah. I'm not one of those in Jesus' name. Amen. As a matter of fact, I'm one of those who are going to give you a hard time. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. How many of you know that the devil was overcome 2,000 years ago? Yes, he was. The devil was defeated on the cross when Jesus died for us. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, it is finished. Now we have to live past the cross. Hallelujah. We have to enjoy. We have to enjoy the repercussions of what Jesus did. We have to enjoy. Amen? There is a purpose why he did that for us. And he rejoices to see us living that victory, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the name of the living God. He's only seeking who he may devour. He's looking for possibilities, chances to see who he can devour. So if he finds you, somehow you have left out an open space for him, he may be able to come in and, you know, use that space to devour. But you are not vulnerable to Satan. Hallelujah. You have the blood of Jesus and the word of God is in you. Amen. You are a child of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you are special to God. Amen? No matter what happens, amen? No matter what happens, you are above the situation. You are above the circumstance. This is why he tells us to put on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is dealing with your heart, ladies and gentlemen. See, I learned that the most important part in our lives is the inward man. The inward man. Open. Oh, go with me in the book of 1 Peter. Yeah, we are on there. 1 Peter chapter 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man shall not live by hamburger alone. Matt and Joanne cooked hamburger yesterday for me. I loved it. Hallelujah. Hey, but listen. Man shall not live by hamburger alone, but by every word that cometh from the mouth of God. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4. He says, chapter 3 and verse 4. He says, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. Ladies and gentlemen, the hidden man of the heart, our heart. You know, when the Bible talks about the heart, it's not talking about the one that pumps blood. It's not the organ that pumps blood, but it is the inward man, the inside of you. And the Bible says, it's of a great price in the sight of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's of great price, the quiet spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible tells us to put on the armor of God, it's telling us to close this inner man. The inner man, our inner man has to be closed. As we take in the word of God, as we go into the presence of God, as we pray to him, as we pray to our Father, the inner man is being closed with the presence of the Almighty God. The quiet and meek spirit, which is precious before the eyes of God. It is very precious. It's of a great price, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the reason why, you know, Jesus said in a book of, he was teaching in Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, if we can go there real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Mark chapter 7, real quick. Mark chapter 7, he says, thank you, Jesus. Mark chapter 7 and verses 20. 7:20. He says, and he said, that which comes out of the man, that defiles the man. Because from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and they defile the man. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord has sent me to tell you that the most important part that we must pay attention to in our lives is the inner man, the heart, is of a great price. This, whatever you store in the heart is what makes you who you're going to be. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, in the book of Proverbs. So, you see, when whatever, the Bible says that all the bad thoughts, all the bad things, the adultery, murder, pride, foolishness, blasphemy, and the like, when these things are hidden on the inside of our hearts, they defile the person. Amen? That's why the enemy also, when he's trying to attack to defile your inner man. But to contaminate you, ladies and gentlemen, we must be on the lookout. We must be vigilant. We must know what we should do and what we should not do. Amen? We have to watch out, ladies and gentlemen, especially in these last days. Thank God for all the technology that we have, but we have to be watchful, ladies and gentlemen. There are many things out there that devil is trapping. The devil has set out booby traps for God's people. Booby traps, terrible ones. We must hide God's word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And we must continually come into the presence of God to be empowered. Everybody say empowered. Hallelujah. Don't you remember when Jesus was about to be killed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he told his disciples, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Watch and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, the action, the the art of prayer, the action of prayer. Oh, my English now, praise God. You know, you understand what I'm saying? The act of prayer helps us to empower us not to enter into temptation. It gives us strength. Hallelujah. You see, Bible says it shall come to pass in that day, hallelujah, that his burden shall be taken off thy shoulders, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Ladies and gentlemen, when we watch and pray, the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes over us. And the anointing breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. It destroys the yoke and takes the burden away in the name of Jesus. And then you find yourself, even those things which were trying to lord it over you, you find them broken down because of the anointing. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to watch and pray. We need to be closed. We need to be prepared in order to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. God has provided everything that we need as warriors to go through and to make it and to produce many others like us. Hallelujah. And I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, Zechariah 4:6, it is not by might, it is not by strength, but by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is all by his Spirit. Amen. It is by his Spirit, because his Spirit is in you. He's in us, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Therefore, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. No one weapon formed against us shall prosper. I'm telling you, we are a terror to Mr. Devil. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. You are dangerous to his kingdom. That is the reason why he's trying to hide all the truth away from you. He's trying to lie to you. He's trying to make you depressed. He's trying to make you unhappy. But you must come out and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You must come out and say, I walk by faith. I do not walk by sight. I walk by faith. Hallelujah. And I know and I believe that all things are going to be okay. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know that God's thoughts toward me are for peace, to give me an expected end. They are not for evil. They are for peace. Amen. Stand with me. I want to pray with you, ladies and gentlemen, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I want us to pray together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If you want to lift your hands to the Father, we want to have a time of, you know, one thing I love about this church, you are free in the Spirit, you know. Hallelujah. That's why I love Pastor Matt. I love Pastor Mark and Abby. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us lift our hands to the Father in Jesus' name. Come on, talk to him now, everybody. Hallelujah. I am praying, but you also can pray, you know. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Worship him for what he did for us. Thank him for his kingdom, for his kingdom, for his kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for your kingdom in us, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise, my God and my Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the kingdom of God does not come with observation, Lord. It does not. But the kingdom of God is within us, Lord God Almighty. But we thank you so much, Father, for what you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the word of God that you've given to us, Lord. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit. We thank you for the shield of faith, Lord. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. And the Bible calls us, we are your righteousness in Christ Jesus, Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because we are in you. We thank you, Father God. Father, I pray in Jesus' name this morning, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. I pray for your fresh anointing over every man, over every woman, over every boy, over every girl, Lord, this morning. I ask you, Father God, Father, renew us, Heavenly Father. Father, let us see you in a fresh way, Lord God Almighty. Heavenly Father. Father, I know that you are building an army, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, that we will get to know and understand who we are, Lord. We are not weak people, Lord. We are powerful in you, Lord Jesus Christ. You have set us free, Lord. We are your best in the warfare, Lord God Almighty. We are your best, Lord, to extend your kingdom, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father. And we say no to all the deception of the lies of the devil. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we are receiving your very truth, Lord. Because your word is truth, Heavenly Father. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our protector. You are our promoter. You are our defense, Lord. We thank you, Father, you are our provider, Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Lord, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Come on, everybody, lift your hands. Yes, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No, none, Lord. And every tongue that raises against us, we shall condemn in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because greater is he who is in us than the devil who is in this world. We thank you, Father. It is not by power. It is not by might. It is by your spirit, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. We exalt your name, Jehovah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters this morning. I thank you for the men and women, Lord, in Lord's house of prayer, Father God. I thank you for everyone who is here, Lord. I ask you and I pray, Lord, minister to us, Lord. Let no one person leave this place the same. I ask you, my Father, we receive your ministry. We receive your touch from heaven. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome your healing, Lord. We welcome your freshness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. You have a good plan for each one of us. I thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. While we're going to dismiss, but I want the altar team to come up. I want Ariana to come up and play. And I said in the beginning that there are some of you will have another opportunity. You know, this week we look as Jesus went to the cross. You know, he opened this morning by saying that Jesus came in on a donkey and everybody laid down the palm branches. But most of those people had the wrong perspective of Jesus' kingdom. They were looking for a natural kingdom, but Jesus was saying, that's not what I'm giving you. I'm giving you a supernatural kingdom. And that's what Pastor Ian encouraged and Holy Spirit encouraged us this morning. We are part of a higher kingdom. And if today you don't know the king of that kingdom, let me tell you this. He already made the way for a relationship with you. You simply just have to believe. And if you're here today and you don't know the King of Kings and you want to, when I dismiss, you're just going to come up and say, I want to know the King of Kings. And some of you might be far away from the King. It's time to just come back and get in your proper place. And some of you have been held back by condemnation. I got good news for you. On the cross, he took all that. He took it. It's done. So go past it and receive the kingdom. Where the earth is ready. The earth is ready. Are you? The earth is ready. Are you? The kingdom of heaven is ready. Are you? Lord Jesus, if there be anybody here this morning that doesn't know you, today let them come forward to know you. If there be anybody far from you, let today be the day they come close.
If there's anybody that's been held back by condemnation, let be the day they believe that you took it all and they come close and let go of the things that the enemy has hindered them in. I thank you that they will take their proper position in the in that you have for them. And Lord, I thank you for all the sons and daughters that you have placed the kingdom in. Lord, by the words of their mouth, I am ready. So God, set each of us up this week with an opportunity to usher in the light of heaven, the truth of heaven, the joy of heaven, the peace of heaven, the righteousness of heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's going to be a basket. I'm going to ask an usher to be standing in the back with a basket. If the Holy Spirit would put on you to sow into this ministry of the foundation of the children's church, then there'll be an opportunity as you leave to do that. If you want prayer at all for any of the things that the Spirit of God is putting on your heart, come forward. But have an amazing week. Look forward to your opportunities, O children of the kingdom. You have a right perspective. Now walk in it. And look forward to the opportunities and seize the moment. Amen? Pastor Ian will be in the back to talk and for you to have questions. And he's there to pray and talk with you about his ministry. But have an amazing week, O children of God. In the name of Jesus, you bless kings and priests. Go forward. Amen? Go forward.
Good, Pastor. Thank you.